I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Amid protests, the Iranian government continues to block digital communication. But one platform is difficult to silence, satellite TV. Sat7 broadcasts Christian satellite television across the Middle East and North Africa. Its Farsi language channel, Sat7 Pars, is reaching viewers inside Iran. Joe Willie with Sat7 says,
satellite television is virtually uncensorable. And so even programs we have, and we've done this, we can actually broadcast those programs on satellite television so we can still reach people with the gospel and with the support that people of Iran need.
People are disillusioned with the Islamic authoritarian regime, but the gospel changes everything. Pray they take comfort in Christ. And more clashes broke out this week near Aleppo, Syria, between government troops and the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF. Over the weekend, the SDF abandoned two Aleppo neighborhoods to government control after days of exchanging fire. Now, more civilians east of the city are fleeing the possible escalation. Nuna with Triumph at Mercy Lebanon believes that Syria will fragment into separate federations.
This is a religious war. They're fighting against each other because of beliefs. And how can you topple that? How can you minimize that and say, it's okay, you just become friends again and make an alliance again?
Yet these clashes between different groups of Muslims are opening people to the gospel, she says. Media is helping to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. So pray for more people to encounter the light and peace of Jesus. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.